Okay, so that's preparing us for Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre Yom Kippur. Okay, so I want to share a little bit from this book, The Days of Awe, Ideas and Insights of the Sfas Emes on the High Holy Days, the gateway to Yom Kippur. Just as the world to come is so sacred that it cannot be approached without the preparatory phase of this world, comparing this world to a corridor that opens into the palace, so too the most hallowed of days, Yom Kippur, which itself is compared to the world to come, can only be approached through the intermediary of Erev Yom Kippur. By eating on Erev Yom Kippur, that's the night of Yom Kippur, with the intention of performing a mitzvah, not to satisfy physical cravings, we prepare ourselves on this earth for the microcosm of the world to come, that totally spiritual occasion, Yom Kippur. By extension, we may argue that all the pleasures of this world are merely a prelude to and a means of attaining the true bliss of the world to come. The analogy to a cover or an outer layer of clothing would also be apt. This world and its comforts are little more than a surface cover, which when removed reveals an inner depth and beauty, the world to come. In this light, we can derive a new interpretation of the famed rabbinical saying, Makom Sheba'alei Teshuvah Omdim Sadikim Gemurim Einam Omdim. The place where Ba'alei Teshuvah stand, even the totally righteous do not stand, from Barachos. Whereas the righteous dwell in a totally spiritual world, the Jewish people prior to Yom Kippur successfully managed the transition from the material pleasure of Erev Yom Kippur to the rarefied spirituality of Yom Kippur itself. So, on Yom Kippur, we abstain from food and drink and marital relations. We don't wear leather. What am I missing? These five things. We don't wear leather, stand for that, food, drink. I'm missing one of the things that we don't do. And the whole idea is to, you know, put the physical a little bit off to the side and to allow yourself to go into a different realm. That's the idea. So, clinging to the joy of Yom Kippur. It is noteworthy that the Talmud in Yoma derives two apparently distinct, even dichotomous, thoughts from the verse Merav ad Erev, from evening to evening in Vayikra, which implies that one commences the fast of Yom Kippur on the previous day. Firstly, the mitzvah, the commandment of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, we are told, is tantamount to fasting. That's curious. Additionally, there is the requirement that one commence the fast early, not waiting until nightfall. In truth, these seemingly contradictory statements reflect the same thing, that the spiritual joy of Yom Kippur, so ethereal and otherworldly, can only be approached through the conduit of Erev Yom Kippur. It is through the rays of Yom Kippur's luminescence, the eating as well as the fasting of Erev Yom Kippur, that we are enabled to approach this holiest of days. So, I didn't get to blow shofar because I wasn't here, but I will attempt to do that now. The shofar is the ram's horn. You know, Isaac was going to be sacrificed by Abraham, but instead there was a ram in the thicket, and he was caught by his horn. So, we blow this horn, which is from a sheep's, a very docile animal. It's very narrow at the mouthpiece and opened wide. It's kind of like how we have to open ourselves up from our small places. Let's see if I can make some joyful sounds for Yom Kippur. Usually the whole month of I'm forgetting now the month, Tishrei, No, we're in Tishrei now, so I just threw away the calendar to have the days. We went to the whole month, and now I can't even remember the name of the month. That's terrible. All right. We got some sounds out of it. And I hope that woke everybody up. It sort of woke me up. I've been half asleep all day. All right, so now I want to share something from Dave Brubeck, who wrote something called The Gates of Justice. And this is featuring the Dave Brubeck Trio, Kevin Deas, Cantor Alberti Mizrahi, the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, and Russell Gloyd. And it's on Milken Archive. And I saw this performed down at Newport. It was brilliant. So we're going to listen to Shout Unto the Lord. Let's see. Oh, let us shout. Thank you.
One day we'll be free. If we don't live together as brothers, we will live together as brothers.
Not sure what happened, but it didn't play, so we'll try it on another deck. Huh. All right. Things were going too smoothly. Let's see what happens now. Hopefully. Okay.
I baruch ato Hashem eleikeinu veleikei aboisenu ayeleikei Abraham Chasodim Toivim Avekoyim Hei Hayakoyim Yayayayayayayayayay Avezoichem Kasteyobayis Ayomevigoyev Nevin Man Shemoi be Avo. I miss all of the white Kachom Limone by name. I only love the little love of I bid philo ubisachan ububuni. I lechala vavavavais unechanei. Tenei melech malchem lochem. Vadoine ho I believe Ever Kosenu. I call echo, I'm the ye, I show him life, my dear. I am a
Hi,
שולחני במהלך עוסק אל חבורו שיים נאמון עושך ומיחדך ובמיירו אי שופחתי יסייה הלבקש עשי ירדו שמה שם כה יקרו Avval tohu avalikenu ay bavava shumayim ubovom vomone ay gibal bena avra ay dokol mervovovo ay huvo sava Kisrawa Yeshua Devu Shaitse Devago Ay Mateo Wokino Ay Neba Nekomo Si Yisrayo Yishetso Soyemuno You know Soy Eme Sindegre Yosho Ay Korayv Lekayra Veyem Lovava mumis nahase Ay shava va 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 Echeva ben shchokim Ay toy le yeren Ava va 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 Blimo Chay vikayom loiro Omo ובחיים ישון מלך מלך עליון עם יצמנו סול לכל רגש מצנעשה אוי מהל ויום ויצה מויס ומחסה ניסום ונויצה מויש המלוך ומכיסה נעלי עתים לא אוי מלך עליון אי גיבה בגבו Im Reis auf der Eireis Ayoy dey azefayrei Retay zoy mizorei Ay ladey adim laich Melech elyoin Amechoy amefikoy Behukoy yokoy Aham menachem veeskoy Ben oisem ichyol akoy ben elach Me'er ve'en ninkoy Ve'en ha'meshaydet el makoy Ve'ad e'ad yimloy Ay me'elach el yoy Ay zoichen ishkuchoy Ay choy
Ah, Shlomo Carlbach, boy, how I miss having him here in the world, but he's here through all of the, so, let's see, we'll put this on pause. That's what we want. Okay, so this is from the Anti-Defamation League Campus Crisis Alert. Desecrating 10-7. On the first anniversary of the Hamas terrorist attack, in which they massacred hundreds of innocent men, women, and children, There were too many anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests to count across U.S. colleges and universities. We don't know every detail of every incident, but here's a sampling of what we know so far. Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Texas at Dallas posted a video of marchers holding a sign stained with red hands that read, UTD, your hands are red, UTIMCO, divest from death. I don't know what that means. I've got something below. Swarthmore College, SJP, wished students a happy October 7th, oy vey, and asked for donations in honor of this glorious day and all our martyred revolutionaries. It's sick. It's so twisted. Faculty for Justice in Palestine and other anti-Israel groups at Grand Valley State University organized a die-in and read-in for Palestine to commemorate 1 year of resistance. It's unbelievable. Anti-Israel protesters at Vanderbilt University erected a giant sign on the campus that read, "The Nakba Never Ended." The SJP at California State University Northridge promoted a people's trial, quote-unquote, that accuses Israel, the United States, and CSUN of supporting genocide. Chalk graffiti at Chapman University in Orange, California included, "Death to Israel and Death to America." Lovely. The Chicago Kent College of Law led off a week of October 7th events with an event commemorating the Palestinian martyrs. It is amazing to see how far some will go to try and change history. SJP at the University of California Riverside organized an event honoring, quote-unquote, our martyrs, the same time as the memorial organized by the local Hillel. Anti-Israel groups at several schools across the New York City area promoted a citywide walkout, including the New School, CUNY's Queens College, CUNY's Graduate Center, Columbia University, and New York University. Unbelievable. It is Princeton. Anti-Israel protesters have claimed responsibility for vandalizing buildings on Princeton University's campus early yesterday morning, according to the president of the group Tigers for Israel. Protesters smeared red paint across the entrance to the university's investment office and wrote "Dollars for Genocide" in paint. Later in the day, several protesters met on the Princeton campus, one holding a sign that extolled the terrorists who killed more than 1,200 people on 10/7. Quote unquote, glory to the martyrs, glory to the resistance. It's really sick. Tufts. The SJP chapter at Medford, Mass. Tufts University was suspended recently for multiple violations of university policy, including calling on students there to join the student intifada and illustrating it with assault weapons. Unfortunately, that didn't stop the group from convening an anti-Israel protest yesterday on the green at Tufts. The protest then made its way down the street to a first-floor cafe in the science and engineering complex, where they occupied it and chanted anti-Israel slogans, a violation of university policy. Tufts spokesman, "We will hold accountable everyone, anyone found to have violated university policy and the student code of conduct during today's event." Jewish Tufts sophomore, on this horrific day 1 year after the massacre of October 7th, "People are cheering on those who massacred, so there is something wrong here." And it goes on and on. They talk about what happened in Michigan, Maryland. So it's really, really sick. Okay, here's something good, though. Am Yisrael Chai, Berlin backing. Last night, the German capital's iconic Brandenburg Gate, once used as a Nazi Party symbol last century, was lit with an Israeli flag and the message of "Bring them home now." The ceremony was attended by Ron Prosser, Israel's ambassador to Germany, who emphasized the significance of Berlin's support. It's a beautiful picture of the gate all lit up with blue and the mug and David. Feels on the bus. Recently, an Israeli man began singing Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Jerusalem of Gold, a song that rose to national prominence during the 1967 Six-Day War, to his fellow passengers on a crowded city bus. And in a heartwarming moment of Jewish pride, other passengers and the driver quickly joined in. That's beautiful. All right, so this is very interesting from the Anti-Defamation League. Just thought it was important to share some of that with you. There's much we could say, but there's a site that is real time, where you can know what's really going on. Let's see what I can pull up from. It started with Saturday, but we're now on Wednesday. So let's see, Sunday night. Yeah, they don't do any ads or anything. So it's just really what's going on. Okay, so Monday morning, let's keep going. Hopefully we'll get to Wednesday. So here's the last thing that was posted. Iran-Israel tensions escalating with a potential deadly strike, diplomatic, nuclear, and regional impact. Israel-Iran strike plans under discussion. Netanyahu and senior IDF officials, including the security cabinet, met for over 6 hours last night, deliberating on decision to strike Iran. Targeted strike warning from Defense Minister. Israeli Defense Minister Gallant warned Iran's attack on Israel was aggressive but inaccurate. But our attack on Iran will be deadly, precise, and surprising. They will not understand what happened and how. U.S. maintains distance from possible Israeli action. Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman conveyed a message to the Iran Foreign Minister on behalf of the U.S. stating Washington is completely unaware of Israel's intentions, but they have stated they will not participate in an attack on the Iranian nuclear sites. U.S. military presence intensifies. U.S. reconnaissance planes, jets, and refuelers have been spotted airborne over the eastern Mediterranean. It goes on and on, and it's terrifying. There's a map that they've shown all the different bomb strikes in the state of Israel. I mean, if it happened in this country, people would be like crazy. Nobody would put up with it. They'd say, oh, you know, you have to react. So it's a double standard, the rest of the world. Yep. So let's see. We're going to go now to Ernest Bloch and Zena Schiff and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Jose Cerebrie, I believe, is the conductor. And this is the vidui, the contrition, that is said during Yom Kippur. Why isn't this playing? Oh, there we go. Eitan Katz is singing the Gunim of Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. Beautiful. Okay, so I want to share Tehillim 121. This is from the Book of Psalms, attributed to King David. I'll read the English first, then the Hebrew. A song to the ascents. I raise my eyes upon the mountains. From whence will come my help? My help is from Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, the guardian of Israel. Hashem is your guardian. Hashem is your shade at your right hand. By day the sun will not harm you, nor the moon by night. Hashem will protect you from every evil. He will guard your soul. Hashem will guard your departure and your arrival from this time and forever. Shir Lamalos Asayinai El Harim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim V'Oretz. Al yitain lamot raglecha al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan. Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha. Adonai silecha al yad yiminecha. Yoman hashemesh lo yakecha. V'yoreach ba'layla. Adonai yishmurecha mikol ra. Yishmur es nafshecha. Adonai yishmur tzeisecha uvoecha. Me'ata v'yad olam. And I want to share a prayer for the return of the hostages. This was composed by the chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi David Lau. May it be the will of our Father in heaven, who took his nation Israel out of the yoke of Egypt. He should bless and save our brothers and sisters, the hostages who are held in iron chains. Strengthen their souls and faith. Protect them from all harm and sickness. Have mercy on his sons and daughters who look for his salvation. Annul all evil decrees. With his great kindness, he shall send their redemption and speedily take them from darkness to light and from the abyss of captivity to eternal freedom, and return them safely to their families and homes. Please plant brotherhood, peace, and friendship in everyone's hearts. Remove jealousy and baseless hatred, and spread over us the shelter of your peace, so that we should soon merit to sing before you a new song. Yi ratzon milfnei avinu shebashamayim asher hotzi es ami Yisrael mitachas esivlos Mitzrayim hu yivarech v'yinsur es achenu v'chayosenu v'chachatufim ha'asurim v'chavlei v'artzel. Yechazek nafsham ve'emunasam yishmerem mikol nega umachalas yachmol al banav uvenosav hametzapim yeshua so uvatel me'olehem kol gezeros ach zarios v'chas do hagadol yachish pedusam v'yetzu v'heira ואפלה לאורה, ומיבור השתי לחירוס עולם, ליוש ווי, ושלום, אס משפחוסיהם, ואל בתיהם, אנא נתה אחווה, שלום, וריוס, בלב, כולם חסר, קינה וסינס חינם, ופחוס עלינו סוכה שלומך, ונזכה בקרוב לומר, Lefanecha Shira Hadasha. Please God, release the hostages. Whenever I think about it, it just makes me crazy. When you look at those pictures of the tunnels, the dark tunnels, and you hear the reports of people who have come out of there, there was no air, it was infestation with bugs and dampness and mold. You never know who was going to come to attack you and rape you. I mean, just horrific conditions. Absolutely horrific. Nothing should be like this. It's so wrong. And people are saying that these people who did this are martyrs and heroes. It's so twisted. All right, this is the prayer that we say after the Torah reading every day. A prayer for our kinfolk in captivity. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim betzara betzara uveshivya haomedim ben bayom uven bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem yotziem betzara Livacha umeyafela liora umishibud lagula ashtaf ba'agala uvizmanka v'namar amen. Our brothers and sisters, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption. Now, speedily and soon, and let us say Amen. Last night I was privileged to attend a gathering of women. We were singing songs. It was so nice to be in community. It's a beautiful thing to do. All right, so we have a few minutes left. Let's see what we have here. We just listened to Eitan Katz, Yearnings from Beyond, Avinu Malkeinu.
Thank you.
I hope for everyone who's observing the fast that they have a meaningful and spiritual fast. And you're going to have music from
The doctor's
in the house. I'm sorry, say again?
Time for Turn to Jukebox.
Ah, okay. All right. So I'm wishing you all Gemar Chasiva Tova. And I'll see you. It's already next year, so... I think we're just going to say that good use of marijuana and psychedelics is something that... Now, there's a voting thing now. It's number 4, I think, right? To approve it. Yeah. Yeah. So get out there and vote be a citizen. A citoyen. Right.